Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was a 5-1 defeat for the Clan tonight at home to the Belfast Giants. With me to talk about the game is number 37 himself, Jay Rosehill. Jay, talk about the disappointment in the room right now.
Yeah, it was disappointing tonight. I think the score was a little closer than it looked by the end there. But, you know, we got to capitalize on our chances when they give it to them and when they give them to us. And you know, we gave them too much tonight, and we let their play take over ours, especially in the D zone from the forwards and the D as well. It's on everyone tonight, and you know, our goalie even gave us a chance to get out of one tonight, and we couldn't take advantage. So very disappointing.
Where do you think the game turned?
You know, some power play penalty kill stuff. You know, we got that the one goal, and unfortunately they blew it down right before it went in the net, and you know, it could have been a 2-1 game. You know, after that, and then, you know, right away, as soon as they kill off that that penalty kill, they get a couple and it's 3-1 instead, and it's a different game. So I think that was a little bit deflating, but you know, we can't lie on excuses and expect our season to turn around here. So we just got to find a way to capitalize on our chances and get us on the board a little more than we did tonight.
The form at home is something quite astonishing when you look at it over the piece. Why is that?
I honestly don't know. I've been playing for a long time, and I've never quite seen anything like this. You know, I've played on teams that only perform at home, and that kind of makes sense sometimes. But we seem to perform on the road, and we can't seem to bring it out, which doesn't make sense because our fans are fantastic, and our barn is loud, and I feel like we're excited to play in our rink. So honestly, it's kind of an anomaly right now, and hopefully we just change it around in the new year.
Of course, it's a busy run of games this week. You're used to that, obviously, given where you've played in the past, but no time to feel sorry for yourselves.
Yeah, which is a good thing right now. I think we want to, you know, obviously we wanted to get on a run right tonight and roll it through the week here. We got a crazy busy week, about as busy as you can get. So, you know, we're going to put this one behind us because we got lots of hockey left to play, and, you know, hopefully we can get one tomorrow night and roll through the week, and then this will kind of be something in the past if we can get some 3 wins here this whole week.
Jay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.